audience and Loose Change Final Cut to...
Yeah, with Dr. Griffin's work, so I am listening a little bit to try and gather where to start with my questions.
All right, well, while you think about that, I'll ask the next question that a listener had sent in, and, you know, he could certainly answer it. And the question is, could Dr. Griffin please comment on the size of the debris pile vertically as it appears in pictorial evidence? It is my observation that the two towers are no more than 1 to 2 stories tall, and pictorial evidence suggests that the sub-basements are virtually intact and empty.
Yeah, I don't know about the sub-basements, that part of it, because a lot of debris certainly went down there and filled them in. But the main point is the first one the person makes, which is that the piles of these twin towers were only about 4 to 6 stories high. And that is remarkable when you consider that these buildings were each 110 stories high, and that they had steel columns running from the sub-basements up through the roofs. And so if somehow the buildings had just fallen over, you would have those enormous steel columns. There were 287 of them. You had 47 massive core columns in the core of the building, and then 240 columns around the perimeter. And somehow those columns all got sliced into pieces short enough that you could end up with a debris pile only a few stories high. So this there's only one way, you know, from a scientific point of view, if you know anything about physics and steel, there's only one way this can happen, and that was with some sort of things we can loosely call explosives. Now, some of them may not technically be explosives. They can be incendiaries, like thermite, but something that can slice steel. So something that can get steel very, very hot very quickly and cut these long columns into many, many pieces. Most of them seem to be cut into pieces from 20 to 50 feet long. So that's a lot of slicing going on in each one of those towers.
What are the odds that those buildings, that the whole thing, the planes, et cetera, are either holographs or green screened or, you know, the... What then would be the odds of using a DU, a directed energy wave, at the buildings?
Nobody can say, and you know, this is such speculative that I don't get into the question of how it was really done. The only thing we need at this stage is to point out the many, many reasons, which are over a dozen reasons, why the official story can't be true. And that means that something extraordinary had to be going on to slice the steel. The official story, according to which the only three sources of energy would have been the impact of the planes, which, you know, hit a limited part of the building, and that was over about an hour or more before the buildings came down. So all you had at the time the buildings came down were fire and gravitation. And the idea that a combination of fire and gravity could have brought those buildings vertically down at virtually free-fall speed with all these pieces of steel sliced into many pieces and virtually all of the concrete blown into very tiny dust particles. The odds against that, now that we're used to talking not only in terms of billions but trillions, I would say the odds are probably about 100 trillion to 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.